Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Alongside me is Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti on the updates. We have got game three in the Stanley Cup taking place right now. Panthers are scoring a lot of goals. They've got four of them. Edmonton just the one. So the Panthers able to get things taken care of in double overtime the other night to tie the series. They head back to their home ice and have a resounding 4-1 lead at this point. I don't know what the Pacers equivalent would be in hockey if a 3-goal deficit is akin to a 15-point deficit, but maybe, just maybe, Edmonton's got a little bit of life left here. They've been coming back at various times throughout this series. We'll see if the third period brings us any more excitement or if it's just going to be guys skating around for a few minutes before the Panthers take a 3-2 lead. We should know that relatively soon. Again, we are about 2 minutes we're remaining here in the second period. The NBA Finals is tied as well, which I think was sort of predictable. However, against the Pacers, no lead does feel strong enough. If this was any other game, as you would be watching throughout, you'd say, oh, Oklahoma City, they're, 18 and a half? I could probably turn it off and go to bed. But the Pacers have proven time and time again that that's not the right move. Although in this game, the Thunder were able to keep them at bay. Eventually, the team's emptying out the benches towards the back half of the fourth quarter, and the Thunder coming away with a 123-107 victory. Much more on the Stanley Cup throughout the night, and more on this game. Want to get into that a little later about just how exactly the Thunder were able to get it done, and if that is going to be what we should expect now for the remainder of this series. I think it's very possible to have a Pacers comeback win the way they had it, and then for the Thunder to then dominate the rest of the way. I think that is still the most likely scenario. However, the Pacers have been proving most likely scenarios wrong at each and every turn. So fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you won't fool me again. Fool me three times, why do I keep doing this? Fool me four times, okay, something's up here. Fool me five times, well then I just got to quit being fooled or believing anything at all. We'll see game three on Wednesday night. Game three won't be until Wednesday night with another couple of day breaks. So NHL tonight, neither sport tomorrow, and then back for game three on Wednesday night in the NBA Finals, and then game four for the Stanley Cup won't be until Thursday. So I don't mind them trading off days. You wish there was something on every day, but they're, you know, I'm not going to be in the why are there 2 days between games business. I understand it, and I think it will help build momentum, which is something I think the NBA sorely needs, but it'd be nice if, you know, there was one of these games tomorrow. I'm just saying it would be nice. So we'll get more into that a little bit later, but that series now tied up at one apiece as well. Again, the 123-107 victory. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, another MVP-type effort with 34 points. A lot of the problems that the Thunder had in Game 1, they rectified in Game 2. But still, they've been probably the better team for all but 0.3 seconds of these finals. But the Pacers got a win on the road. That's what you want to go in and do. So they got to be feeling pretty good about that. Busy weekend all across the sports landscape, whether it was UFC or tennis or horse racing or UFL championship weekend or baseball. It was just a full weekend of sports and basically whatever you like, you were able to watch some of those activities, some of that action throughout. And that's why, as I start here tonight, we're going to start with the NFL, because there was a lot also that happened in the NFL this weekend. We found out the official details of the Aaron Rodgers contract. I thought this was interesting because he, at one point, I believe it was on the Pat McAfee show, said, I don't need a lot of money. I would play for 10 M's. As long as somebody wants me for 10 M's, I will play for 10 M's. Which that means $10 million. Okay, so 10 M's, he'll play for 10 M's. He is going to make a little bit more than that. The deal is a one-year deal for $13.65 million to $19.5 million. So there's going to be different escalators. He's going to make at least 13, but there's going to be different escalators. It seems like for him to make that $19.5 million, they would probably have to win the Super Bowl, but there could be other escalators in there. Pro Bowl and playoffs and division winner and different stats, MVP, those kind of things are worked in. Typically, when you have these kind of deals, and it's, let's say it's, well, it is, it's 13 and then 19, what the Steelers usually do is, or what teams usually do, from what I've seen, is they give you enough things that he can get that 13 up to 15 pretty easily. But then he's really going to have to like hit a bunch of different insane things to get the full $19.5 million if this contract is as some of these other escalating contracts have gone. It's nice to see that number a little higher, but you really have to have, like, you have to be Saquon Barkley. You have to break 2,000 yards. You have to be in the MVP conversation. You have to win a Super Bowl. You got to do all those kind of things, and then you get the full complement of the money that you could potentially earn. Usually, these guys end up earning closer to the lower amount than the higher amount. But it's not a lot of money. For 1 year of Aaron Rodgers, whatever shape you think he's going to be in, the most the Steelers are going to pay him is $19.5 million. Justin Fields, former Steeler, now Jet, where Aaron Rodgers was, is making $20 million. So I think the Steelers are fine having a four-time MVP rather than maybe this is the year for Justin Fields for even less money. It does save some cap money as well. So TJ Watt wants more money. There could still be some money for him. Maybe there's somebody that they want to sign, perhaps a running back, J.K. Dobbins kind of guy. They could trade for a receiver. I mean, Alan Lazard, the Alan Lazard factor in all of this, he's not even that good, but he's just a guy that Rodgers has played with. And so he keeps like the amount of conversations that the NFL and we in the NFL and we around the NFL fans have had about Alan Lazard. I don't know that it's, you know, worth what he has done production wise, but he gets talked about a lot because it would be another weapon. Davante Adams. No. He's in LA. So he's not coming back. I don't think like a Jordy Nelson or Donald Driver or Greg Jennings or any of these guys are going to come out of retirement. There's a Jeff Janis, Jared Aberderis. If we want to dig deep into the well, maybe the Steelers can bring back one of those guys, but it'll probably be the crew that he has, which includes no George Pickens, but DK Metcalf, as the Steelers got him via the trade from the Seattle Seahawks. So Aaron Rodgers, a Steeler, talked a little bit about that on Friday night. What's the floor? What's the ceiling? I think the spectrum of that ranges from, I mean, realistically, it ranges from 0-17 to winning a Super Bowl. I mean, really anything could happen with Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback. He could find it playing for Mike Tomlin and have an MVP year again. I think the percentage of that is lower. He could have a Peyton Manning type end to his career where he gets them to the Super Bowl, but it was really, you know, the defense and other factors that won that for him. He could have a season like he did last year where it looks pretty good statistically, but you see some vintage Aaron Rodgers and you see some not so great Aaron Rodgers, maybe a little less zip on the throws, still some mobility. How's that offensive line going to do for him? There's some questions about that in Pittsburgh. So the range of variables is high. I feel like, regardless, the most likely one is the Steelers are just going to do what they always do. Doesn't matter if it's Big Ben. Doesn't matter if it's Duck Hodges. Doesn't matter if it's Russell Wilson. They will have a winning record, just barely make the playoffs, and then lose in the first round. I don't know that the Aaron Rodgers factor changes that equation too much, because the Steelers, that's just what they do. They've proved it time and time again, no matter who is their quarterback. So that's probably the most likely scenario for what's going to happen in Pittsburgh. I would still lean towards kind of a crash out 7-10 than I would, oh my God, 12-5 win the division. But I think it's safe. If you're betting Steelers football, it's safe for them to probably do the thing they've done the last 20 years, which is be at least 500 and more often than not make the playoffs. So we found out the contract details there the other day. A contract situation happened in Cincinnati where they released linebacker Jermaine Pratt on Tuesday. They are going to do that. They will release him, I should say, tomorrow to kick off, I guess, the team's mandatory minicamp. He's been a starter at linebacker for each of the past six seasons, was a big part of the teams that won the AFC North and made AFC Championship game appearances. He's set to enter the final year of his deal. So the Bengals are going to have about $2.3 million in dead cap after cutting the 29-year-old, but they will gain about $6 million in savings. So there's still a dead cap hit, but they will gain about $6 million in savings coming up for next year. I think the obvious question is, does this mean that the Bengals might feel like they're closer to something with Trey Hendrickson, their all-pro, who has been holding out? He's got 1 year left of his deal as well, and he wants an extension. He wants to stay in Cincinnati, but he wants that extension. He's had 15 and a half sacks each of the last 2 years. He thinks he should be paid among the top defensive players. I don't think that you can argue with that. Again, the issue for me always comes to, well, you sign the contract, finish out your contract, but if you're looking for a new contract and you want to stay for a longer amount of time, that's when you get to the table. Bengals don't seem to be willing. Trey Hendrickson seems to be very much willing if they pay him. Could this be a Myles Garrett type situation where we get to, I'm never playing, I'm going to Super Bowl Radio Row to audition to radio stations about across the country. Please sign me. And then, oh, actually, Myles, we are going to give you the money. Oh, here you go. I love the Browns. I never not loved the Browns. We'll see how that one plays out. Speaking of the Browns, that was another deal that happened today. Although now a former Brown in Nick Chubb signing a $2.5 million deal with the Houston Texans. The physical has passed. He will be able to earn up to $5 million. The Texans have a pretty full running back room. They've got Joe Mixon, who they got from Cincinnati a while back. They have Damian Pierce, who they've given starter duty to in the past, to not great results, mixed results. Dario Gumbawale has been a great like third down back in the different places that he's played, but they also drafted Woody Marks in the fourth round out of USC. So they've got a lot of guys in that room, and I don't think they're signing Nick Chubb to not have Nick Chubb a part of that team. Last year, Joe Mixon played 14 games, rushed 245 yards, just cracked 1,000. Damian Pierce, 11 games, had 293 yards. C.J. Stroud then was their third leading rusher at the quarterback position, and then they got 100-plus yards out of Cam Akers, who joined them at one point, and then Dario Gumbawale. So they've had, you know, different running backs that come and go. Maybe Woody Marks is a practice squad guy. Maybe Dario Gumbawale gets cut. Maybe Damian Pierce gets cut. Either way, that's going to be a problem that they'll figure out in training camp. But for now, Nick Chubb no longer a Cleveland Brown. And I know that's a devastating one for Cleveland. They wanted to see him come back in some way, shape, or form, but it is not to be. Chubb has been hurt. So, big knee injury in week two of the 2013 season. Needed multiple surgeries. It was an ACL. It was an MCL. It was a meniscus. It was a medial capsule. It was other things I can't pronounce. I mean, the knee was a mess. So, he missed basically all of 2023. Missed six games of the 2024 season. Returned to play eight games, but then broke his foot against the Chiefs in week 14. He's 29 years old. The best version of Nick Chubb is one of the best running backs in the league. I truly believe that. The best version of Nick Chubb is a top three running back in the league. It's hard to think we'll ever get that again because of all those injuries. That's not, I don't think, what the Texans are trying to acquire him for. I think what they're trying to acquire him for is, hey, we got a nice little 1-2 punch here of former AFC North backs. So Nick Chubb signing a deal with the Houston Texans. If he's good enough and he looks like he did, then maybe it's a 50-50 split, or he even takes more of the carries from Mixon. I think Mixon has looked really good as a Texan, but I just don't know what we're going to see out of Nick Chubb going forward. But it is a pretty decent signing that the Texans were able to get there. I think that, you know, if you have a guy like that and he's been hurt, it doesn't hurt to see if he can reclaim some of his old magic, especially when you're not reliant on him. You still have other guys that you can go to if this doesn't work out. So a busy day in the NFL. And then in Green Bay, a cornerback that was going to get paid a lot of money, that the Packers did not want to pay a lot of money, was going to get traded, but then no other team wanted to pay him a lot of money. Jaire Alexander, the former All-Pro, he's been released as well, and I want to get into more of that situation, because for the Packers, this is an interesting move for them. I mean, a guy like Jaire is somebody that would certainly make their team better. The problem is, you don't know how much he's going to play, and for $18 million, it's not worth them if you're only going to get half of the season. Packers, I talked about last week when I mentioned that of all the teams that could win the Super Bowl, I think they're at the top of a team no one's going to pick to win the Super Bowl. But I do think the Packers need to be thinking more Super Bowl than just let's make the playoffs and maybe win a game. I don't think anyone's going to get fired at the end of the season, but I do think we might get into hot seat territory if they don't have a better season than they did last year and maybe even from 2 years ago. So we'll talk about the ramifications of that coming up here in a minute. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Starting off with some football on this Monday, this is The Bart Winkler Show.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Oh, interesting little drama in Packerland where Jair Alexander has been a really good cornerback for them. Drafted in 2018. He's been a second team All-Pro a couple of times. He's been really good. There's an issue with Jair, though, is that he is hurt a lot. And then sometimes he's hurt and you think he's going to play and then he doesn't. And it's just very weird. It's just a very weird situation about his availability. First year, he played 13 games. Second year, he started 16. The next year, he played 15 games. In 2021, he played 4. Then in 2022, he played the entire season. Last 2 years, played 7 games apiece. Now, he's under contract for about $17 million, and if you're going to get paid that much money, you need to be on the field more than half the season. That was not the case. Team president Mark Murphy at an outing earlier today talked about the team losing Jair Alexander.
Well, first of all, he's been a great player for us. Obviously, elite talent, and unfortunately, just injured a lot, and that's kind of unfortunately that's a big part of our game.
Yeah, the best availability is of, you know what I mean. So the best ability is availability. So now at cornerback, the thing with this is the Packers, and I think a lot of people, if you're a Packer fan, you're like, yeah, I mean, he might only play half the season, but also the rest of that room isn't great. Mark Murphy on if they can still compete in the secondary without Jair.
I feel pretty good. I think Keyshawn Nixon, what a great story when he's undrafted. Yeah. All-pro returner. And, the reality is for, like, the last 4 years, Jair, it's about half of the games he's been able to play. So, you know, kind of we've been used to it.
Yeah, well, they don't really have a number one cornerback after that, but we'll see. Keyshawn Nixon thinks he is. Now it's his time to step up. Carrington Valentine. Are these names familiar to anybody besides people in Wisconsin? Kamal Hayden, Michael Robinson. This is the room. Nate Hobbs. He was signed as a free agent. This is the room right now that they are working with. So we'll see if anybody steps up. We'll see if the Packers can find someone somewhere, but they will be without Jair Alexander. Now, they have been trying to trade him. I think one thing that's tough as a fan is when you have a guy like this and then you move on from him, well, did you get anything for him? They did not. They've been trying to trade him all offseason. He seemed to know that the end was near. At the last game in Philadelphia, he talked to reporters briefly. And then on cleanout day, this is when this happened, he says he didn't want to talk to anybody because he had nothing good to say and did not know if he would be back in 2025. Packers tried to trade him. Nobody wanted to take on that contract. So push came to shove and he was released. Interesting thing that has gone on in watching this whole saga closely is like it's been some weird thing where all the Packers beat writers keep saying he is not going to play for them in 2025, and fans keep yelling at them every day. And now everybody in the media is like, apologize to us, which never goes over well. So it's just been a back and forth between those that cover the team and those who read the coverage of the team. But they were right all along because he is not going to be with the Green Bay Packers for the 2025 season. Now, if you're interested in a former second-team All-Pro cornerback, you're not going to sign him for the $17 million. He's not going to make the $17 million. But come one, come all, and try to get him to some sort of contract. Packers were also trying to get him to take a pay cut, but he wasn't interested in taking a pay cut. But now he's going to inadvertently take a pay cut. The gamble is I'll get more from a team in free agency than I would have just by taking the pay cut with you. There are odds on who may acquire him. The Niners are 4-1 odds. The Dolphins are 5-1. The Eagles are 6-1. And the Rams are 7-1. I don't know why any of these teams would be higher than others. I can tell you right now, they're wrong. Those odds are completely wrong. He is either going to sign with the Lions, Vikings, or Bears. That is just what's going to happen. That is what happens in the NFC North. It specifically happens with the Packers. Pretty much, you go through the Vikings history, I would say, and this is a rough guess, I may be way off, but it feels like it, one in every three Vikings has at one point wore a Packer uniform. I think that number might be a little high, but it certainly does feel like it. And Packers, former Packers, there's no other team. I mean, there are like, you do see movement in division sometimes, but I don't think that I've seen another team that releases players that are so vindictive that they have to then go and play against the Packers. They have to do it. That's why I'm kind of interested and intrigued about Aaron Rodgers was never really like that. Now, he's going to play against the Packers this year, but that seems to be just inadvertently. He didn't try to get back to Minnesota like Favre did, although maybe he did kind of, but Minnesota didn't want him. But that could have been another one, and I'm still going to count that in my 1-3 math. So the Packers losing a guy, even if it's just eight games with Jair Alexander is better than 0 games with Jair Alexander, and that's what the Packers are going to have to go through. I have a hard time in the same way that I have a hard time with the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson. I think the Bengals, they could be a Super Bowl team. Now, they're not going to be the favorite in the AFC. It's going to be the Bills or the Ravens, or you might like the Chiefs, but I think the Bengals are right up there. But if you don't bring back your best defensive player, you're hurting your chances. And I think for the Packers, what they're now relying on is other guys stepping up. Sometimes that happens, sometimes that does not. So we'll see in this case if it does or not. But this is a year that I don't think Green Bay should be trying to see and hope that guys step up. I think they need to be in a space where they're ready to compete. Their division is tough. Their division could potentially have four teams in it that have winning records. Mathematically, what might prevent that is if they beat up on each other or if one team does better than another. But last year, I mean, they came close. Bears weren't terrible. The Vikings had 14 wins. The Packers had 10, and the Lions had 15. The division won't be as good record-wise because the schedule is inherently tougher, and I think everybody's closer than maybe others might say. I don't think there's – whoever you think is the fourth-place team, some of you might think it's Green Bay. Some probably think it's Chicago. Maybe you think it's Minnesota. But even if the Lions are first, I think that's a consensus. I don't think the gap between Lions and whoever you think is fourth is that big. The Lions have a lot of momentum in their back. They've got America on their side. I feel like a regression is coming. I feel like losing those coordinators is going to hurt. I do still not trust Dan Campbell in the postseason. I think losing to Washington at home wasn't a fluke, was kind of indicative of what you might see from Detroit. So I'm somebody who thinks they've plateaued. I don't think we see them in a Super Bowl. I think their chance to get to the Super Bowl was a couple years ago before they gave it away against San Francisco. I don't like them as a Super Bowl team at all. You can have them if we do some sort of draft. I don't like them. I don't think the Vikings are going to be as good as they were last year. I still am kind of like bullish on J.J. McCarthy. So I am buying into that a little bit. And that is a good roster anyway. So they should be fine. The Bears, I do think, will get better. Not win the North better, but they will get better. And the Packers, look, this is I think this is a make-or-break year for them. This is going to be the third year as a starter with Jordan Love. Matt LaFleur has been there now for 7 years. He had Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers had some MVP seasons. You didn't get to a Super Bowl with him. I think it's different coaching a team where Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback and you're kind of the co-manager than it is where Jordan Love's your quarterback and now you're fully the coach. So even if you want to do like a soft reboot on Matt LaFleur's timeline, this is going to be the third year now with a guy that you've had, and he's been there for 6 years. He's been there for a while, drafted in 2020. So you have got to now show that you guys both together are capable. I don't think the Packers going 10-7 and making a wild card and losing in that round like they did the year before, I don't think that's acceptable. I don't think that should be the bar. I think Jordan Love should be at a point where he's playing in an MVP caliber discussion. I think Matt LaFleur should be aiming to win this division. I think the Packers should be looking to have a home game in the divisional round and maybe even target the one seed. I don't think they're the best team in the NFC, but I think they need to think that they're the best team in the NFC. I want to see some progression from them. Otherwise, you start to wonder, have they plateaued? Because here I am talking about, you know, 2 years of playoffs for the Lions, and I don't think they'll reach a Super Bowl. Well, the Packers have had a lot of good years. They've been in NFC championship games with Matt LaFleur, but they have not been to a Super Bowl since all the way back in 2010 when Aaron Rodgers beat his now team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I do think it is a big year for them. Again, if they don't do any better than they did a year ago, I don't think anybody's getting fired. If they miss the playoffs, you got to start to look at it as a hot seat thing. And I do think the Packers can win the Super Bowl. I think that they should be able to put a team together that can win the Super Bowl. There's holes at cornerback. You're still wondering about the wide receiver position. But on this timeline, Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love, this should be a team with Super Bowl aspirations. I'm not predicting them to go to the Super Bowl because I also think they're a team that could miss the playoffs, even without injury. You know, they could be a 9-8 team. They could, you know, be an 8-9 team if things go awry. I think their floor, their absolute worst case scenario if everyone's healthy is, I think it's like 8-9. I still think that's a good football team. I don't think they're going to be any worse than that. but they could be that. I think there's a, you know, a range of variables here of what the Packers should be. And so this is a big year for both of them, because if they don't get back or better than where they were a year ago, again, a lot of questions are going to be headed on the coach, Matt LaFleur. A lot of questions are going to be headed on the quarterback, Jordan Love. And now, as you're getting ready for your mini camp here, you've had to say goodbye to a guy who's been an all-pro. And the worst part about this, I don't think I've brought up my son yet, so let me do that. This is his second Packer jersey. My brother bought him a Packer jersey a few years ago. It was Devontae Adams. He got traded that next year. Then he says, oh boy, well, I'm going to get you a guy who's going to be here for a long, long time. And it was Jaire Alexander. And now he's been cut. So I'm going to try to steer him away from a Jordan Love, because want Jordan Love to be here a while. Maybe I'll find somebody I don't like that much and I have him buy that jersey. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Bulletin Blitz coming up. Want to get into the NBA Finals, if Game 2 is going to be indicative of what we're going to see moving forward. All that and more when we come back. It is the Bart Winkler Show. Right now, let's get an update from Marco Belletti.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles to the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. Welcome on in to the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. It is Monday,
June 9th, 2025. Fisticuffs, by the way, going on right now in your Edmonton Oilers versus Florida Panthers. Well, it's the only fight that Edmonton's putting up right now because Florida is smoking the Oilers.
Ooh.
5-1 was the score that I saw last before we came back from break here. But let's shift gears back into game two of the NBA Finals. Oklahoma City Thunder even up the finals at one win apiece with a 123-107 home victory over the Indiana Pacers in game two. Thunder led by as many as 23 points. They were beating the brakes off of Indiana themselves. SGA, game high, 34 points. Also had four steals to get a nice, well-rounded game. Let's start with Thunderhead coach Mark Daigneault, and then we'll hear from SGA. Mark Daigneault says he's proud of how the Thunder never let off of the gas, and SGA says they kept on throwing haymakers.
We were the aggressor tonight for much of the game, even when we had a lead. I thought the guys did a really good job of keeping the foot on the gas, especially defensively. I thought we really amped it up on that end of the floor. There's a couple times where we got off track on both ends, but we were able to course correct pretty quickly. So I thought the guys did a really good job of just recognizing when we weren't where we needed to be and getting there quicker.
To make it this far into the season, it's going to take supreme level of focus to reach an ultimate goal. And they're there to display that to the highest form. Like, they play a full 48 minutes, and you can't just throw the first punch. You got to try to throw all the punches all night. And yeah, that's what we did. We threw enough punches tonight to get a W.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is having a pretty good start to these finals. He's just the fourth player ever to have at least 30 points and at least three steals in back-to-back games in the same finals. So he did it in game one and game two. The only other guys that have ever done that, LeBron James in 2016, Dwayne Wade in 2006, Rick Barry in 1975, all three of those won the finals those respective years. All three of those guys won finals MVP in those respective years. The game went much more along the lines as you would have expected. The Thunder bouncing back. They've been able to bounce back after losses. They bounce back pretty good. It's still, because it's the Pacers, they're like, is this game over or not? But I thought it felt a little different than game one. Game one, watching that, it's like, okay, I think I've seen this before. Are they coming back? Game two felt more like, this is a Thunder game that I was expecting to see here in these finals.
Let's go over to the losing side. As I mentioned, the series is now tied one apiece. Tyrese Haliburton, he led Indiana with 17 points, but he never really looked right all game. So let's hear from Rick Carlisle. He says he's not worried about Tyrese Haliburton, and Haliburton himself says the Pacers' offense got to get back on track.
Everybody's got to do more. Starts with the best players. Starts with, you know, Tyrese and Pascal and Miles, who will be in here to talk to you guys. And then it goes from there. And so you know, people shouldn't just look at his points and assists and judge how he played, or any of our guys played, just on that. That's not how our team is built. I mean, we're an ecosystem that has to function together. And you know, stats, you know, we got to score enough points to win the game. But who gets them and how they get them, not important.
They are a team, like you said, who really takes away the paint, does a great job of swarming the ball. It feels like there's five guys around you every time you're in the paint. But we got to do a better job of getting threes our way. And I felt like in the first quarter, we were able to, you know, turn them over probably a little bit more than they're accustomed to. And we didn't do a great job of capitalizing on that. Again, when you're forcing turnovers like that, you should probably be getting more rim twos than just early kick ahead threes. And you know, that's me, and you know, that's where we can be better as a whole.
So Haliburton, if he doesn't make that game winner in game one, we might be talking about what a dud of a finals he is having. Not been great. We'll talk more about that here coming up. Also, you know what's interesting around this whole narrative that he's the most overrated player in the NBA? Because there was a survey done where he garnered the most votes from an anonymous player survey done by The Athletic. Okay? Well, pulling up that survey once again, Tyrese Haliburton, it wasn't like overwhelming. Trae Young got 9%. Rudy Gobert got 10%. and Halliburton got 14%. There were only 90 votes cast, which means 13 players anonymously voted Tyrese Halliburton as the most overrated. And that's become the narrative that we're all running with. Truly stupid. But I'm mad, so dumb. 13 players. 13 players. And now he's got to go ham because of 13 players.
Yes, very hamon he goes. Let's switch gears. It's that kind of day, that kind of time of the year. Let's get some baseball cuts in here. Because why not? I already played Mark Murphy. Let's go to Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. Now, Bart, I know you've seen this plenty of times, and I'm sure a lot of the people listening to the sound of our voices are very aware of ESPN. When they do their presentation of Sunday Night Baseball, they like to get a player mic'd up, and they'll talk to him and ask him questions while he's playing. So that was one such instance that that happened to Jazz Chisholm. Yankees, I guess I'll call him utility guy, but he's mainly playing third base for him. He just recently came back. Jazz Chisholm, he's being interviewed by ESPN on Sunday Night Baseball. This is a series against the Red Sox, which, by the way, that Yankees-Red Sox series, that rivalry, well, that's a complete dud. Now, the Red Sox did wind up taking the series finale. They did take the series. They beat the Yankees 11-7. But here's an error that's committed by Jazz in the middle of his questioning.
Retiring rather than being in pinstripes.
I think we're looking at...
One second. Damn it!
Spin throw.
Spin throw is right. Difficult play. Difficult.
Yeah, that's all right. JC. We all get it.
It's ruled a hit.
A hit and an error.
So they've done that in the All-Star game, and I think it's really, really cool. Because this is a setting where you get to know some players a little bit. I remember one year they did it with Charlie Blackman for the Rockies, and the amount of personality he showed in just a half inning, it was like, okay, like this is good. This is interesting. I'm glad that they're able to do this. That's in an All-Star game, which is probably where that should be limited to. I'm good with guys being interviewed in the dugout. I'm good with guys being interviewed between, you know, innings. On the field in a regular game, I'm not sure that's going to still be agreed to moving forward.
Now, one interesting fact, I will say this before I play our last one here. Players do get like $10,000 for doing this. So they're not doing it as out of kindness of their heart. I thought that was very interesting.
They do?
Yeah, they get paid for this. Now, I want to squeeze one last in here. We can revisit this because we got another 3 hours. But the Cubs dropped the series to the Tigers. Nico Hoerner got ejected for saying this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's really that often you can verbatim say to the press afterwards, like, what got you thrown out? So I said, you're having a really bad day.
I saw that video. Nico was, like, stunned that he got ejected.
Yeah, but, me both.
But even if he said, you're effing terrible, like, the context is the same, Carlos. You just said it more polite.
No, I know you're not supposed to argue balls and strikes, but come on. These umpires, they're stealing the show.
I actually think he should be ejected and suspended for maybe 2 weeks. Is that too harsh? 2.5 weeks? Kick him out? Ban him from the Hall of Fame? What a terrible example to the children. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.